Thank you for calling customer service, Bernadette. Yes, speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, I just got through taking a survey for Costco, picked out a Dyson vacuum cleaner, filled out all the information, and your system doesn't take it. So what's the deal?
I don't know why your card won't take. You have to take that up with your bank.
No, it's a brand new card, and it's been working because I used it at Costco today and it worked just fine. And I worked it
Yes.
and I did it 2 days ago and it worked just fine. So is this a game or a scam, something coming from your company?
No, sir. You called here, and we're a call center for hundreds of consumers.
Okay.
You got the survey on the back of Costco. They're not a scam now. So
Okay, so what's the deal? It says number 51. What does that mean?
I have no idea, sir. And you said that you, the bank, your
No, it didn't
card.
say the bank. It was the filling out, supposedly my so-called free gift, and evidently your company is not handling it because it's not the card. Because I know the card works.
I'm a third party call center that handles the transactions after they've been made. Prior to them
Yeah.
being made, that's something you have to take up with the card people. I don't know. I don't have your account information. I don't have your card. I don't handle your card. I don't do any of that. I handle accounts after they've been made.
Nothing's been made.
I don't know. You haven't, if you give me, I can see if you give me, if I find anything, what you're telling me your card didn't take, so nothing's been done.
Okay, the questionnaire got filled out, so how do I check that you guys even got the questionnaire?
I don't get the questionnaire, sir. I get the
Well,
billing.
okay, who, what's the, okay,
You
this
have
is the
to.
information. It says if it gives the name of the thing, and so you have to give a telephone number if you have any problems, and this is your telephone,
And
so.
the telephone number is based on that you actually successfully did what you did. If you didn't do anything and your card's not working, that's something you have to
My
take up with
card
your.
is working. My card is working, ma'am. Believe me.
Okay,
Okay.
let's start back from the beginning on this.
Okay. So the number. Okay. After you fill out the questionnaire and it says it's been successful, pick out a gift. I picked out a gift. Filled all the information out for the $5 and some odd cents shipping and handling,
Yes, sir.
and then it goes all the way through everything, and then it says number 51. And what does that mean? I don't know what that
I
means.
can do one or two things, sir. I can, if you give me your zip code, I can see if something actually successfully
Nine,
made it through.
okay, nine, nine, four, zip code is 94550.
One moment, please. What's your name, sir?
David Mangles.
Mr. Mangles, will you verify your let's see what we got here. Would you verify your address here, please?
525246 Teresa Way, Livermore.
Yes, sir. I've located an account for you, and what happened is that it did at 3 on 3/19 at 2:58 a.m. in the morning. You entered into a contest. And what that means, the contest is an entry to win the iPhone or the iPad or the Dyson vacuum cleaner. In the terms and conditions, which apparently you'd have accepted and went on because your card did take, it did, it also didn't charge you $59.89 for the meal cleaner.
No, not $59. It should be $5.09.
Okay,
That's
that's for the shipping and handling. You're correct. If you just did it, I won't see that part just yet because there is a 20-minute plus delay on seeing the accounts once it's done.
Okay, so, now wait. Now, what's the $59 one for? Because that, it said free.
Well, no, you're mixing it all up. The $5.95, you agreed to pay shipping and handling to
okay,
receive.
So what's the $59? What's the $59?
That is in the terms and conditions when you put your card in. That stated that it will enroll you into that membership.
What membership? I've already got a Costco membership.
Not a Costco membership, sir.
What is it? Didn't say anything about a membership.
So apparently you didn't read any of the terms and conditions. So let's go here. In the terms and conditions, before it took your credit card, they were stating things that was going to happen once you put your card in. Okay?
Yeah.
That obviously you did not read. However, what I can do for you, because I don't, you're going to have to give it time because I don't see your $5.95 just yet. And it tells me here, sometimes customers place orders, there's a delay in payment processing on items. I don't see it yet. You're going to either have to call back later in the day or call back in the morning once it updates the system. You call the same number. But just like
okay,
you were saying.
Okay, so if I don't want it, the whole thing's canceled? Can I cancel the whole thing?
You can cancel it anytime. No one's making you do anything. You
okay,
put your card
just,
number in. I can't cancel just, the seven. I can't because I don't see it just yet. You're going to have to call. You call back.
How do I can't call that number back?
The same number. You can get us 24/7. We're open 24/7. You can call us at any time, but you got to give it time to hit your account. I don't see the $7.95 yet or the $5.95, whatever that is for shipping and handling. I don't see that just yet. Okay? So you got to allow.
So call back. So call this number again when I see my card number.
We're 24/7. Yes, sir.
Okay, we'll do it. Fine.
All right. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a good evening.